Oh, relieved. We're fighting to the end, but we're glad that the finish line is in sight.
And some of the polls I've seen recently have shown it, that it's a close race, but that your opponent actually has a slight lead just outside the margin of error. What do you think about that?
I'm only concerned with one poll, and that's the one that counts tomorrow. So we will let Deborah Clark count the votes and see who comes out on top. We know it's close, and that's why we're spending these last hours garnering votes, as many as we can.
How is that? What are you doing? Are you going door-to-door, making phone calls? What kinds of strategies are you using?
Oh, we're making phone calls, business visits, and just making sure that people get out to vote. And these final hours are critical, and we're taking advantage of every hour.
And now, according to the Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections, about 20,000 people in St. Petersburg have already voted by mail. How do you think that's going to play out, the number of people? Do you think that you will win the mail vote, or do you think that you can take the people who walk into the polls tomorrow?
Well, we certainly hope we take both. And, with that many mail-in ballots, the last 45 days has been election day. Anytime you have people sitting at home with a ballot that they can actually cast, you treat every day as election day. And you just work hard and take nothing for granted. I tell you, it's been a wonderful process.
And finally, Bill Foster, this is probably the last time voters will hear from you before they go vote tomorrow morning. Any last words you would like to say to them?
Well, certainly get out to vote, and I would appreciate their support. And hopefully there aren't too many undecided, but certainly check out our website and know that I have the vision and leadership style to really build on our successes and lead us forward. That's what this campaign's been all about.